Take 1043.
Authorized purchase of currently leased radio site property at 2595 Northwest Skyline Boulevard from Robert A. and Benty G. McClanathan for $790,000 plus closing costs.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us about this. We've been leasing this property, and now you propose to buy it, correct?
Correct. The current owner has put it up for sale. Okay. And to continue, we feel that sale of the property, it could be repurposed for different, either develop the land or someone takes a different course and turns it into a broadcast facility versus a land mobile radio facility, which doesn't lend well to public safety communications.
Would you please identify yourself for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. Greg Licati, City of Portland, BTS Communications.
Okay. Other issues you want to raise about this? Or I know you're here for questions, but.
Manager for the Office of Management and Finance, and I'm assisting the BTS with this acquisition, the negotiations, the purchase and sale agreement, paperwork, and the due diligence. So as part of the due diligence, we did have an appraisal performed, and the results of that came in at $850,000, and the sales price for this property is $790,000.
Okay, so. Thank you. Yeah, this is pulled off because of the dollar amount, not because I think there was any council questions about it.
So.
Any questions for our team? Thank you very much. Thank you. Public testimony? Come on up. Thanks.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. I absolutely approve of this sale. And I absolutely approve that the way they have put this together, did a appraisal on the property, came in higher, and negotiated a lower price. Very impressive work. It's the way it should be done. Appraisals are definitely needed on these type of values in these properties. And again, I commend you on your efforts. And in the past, for whatever reason, even dealing at Multnomah County with Chair Kafori, passing a resolution on a purchase of a property, she denied to disclose the sales price that was being paid for the property and stated that it was being denied due to the fact they were doing a 1031. They feel it could jeopardize the transaction. Well, on a 1031 exchange, you have to disclose that. You also have to put that into an offer to notify the IRS of your intent to avoid the taxes on the sale. So what was stated there was completely untrue. And again, for a chair or anyone, a public official, to deny to give you the sales price on a property that needs to be approved on a resolution and the public to be denied that price is, I don't even have words for it at this point. Again, I commend the people on this transaction. Very well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We'll need Commissioner Novick back because it's an emergency item. So let's hear the other one, 1044, and then we'll go back.